catching balls in space. He said that's one thing that he did bring to the table, but he wanted to improve on. It's hard to do already in these camps, but when he's against the defense, right, you can see that more.
No, we see it. He's got very good ball skills, and he does a good job of running with the ball after he catches it. So it's there. It's just a matter of him practicing it.
And also, we were talking to McKinnon a little bit, how he's putting on a little bit of weight. He says he was working on his explosiveness. Did you want to see that from him, or is this just something that was not asked of him, he just wanted to do? He's working with Adrian's gym and everything.
Well, he's one of those guys he really takes care of his body, and he looks really good running around out here. He's extremely fast, he's quick, and it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of exercise.
Probably.
What do we think from Nick Truesdale out here for a couple weeks?
Well, he's a guy that's learning. This is new for him, this style of football, believe it or not. But he's picking things up. You can see he's flashing and making plays as a pass receiver. He's becoming more efficient as a blocker, and he's competing. And so it's a big challenge for a guy coming in and trying to learn a pro-style offense. And to this point, he's making really good progress.
Quan Treadwell waiting his turn, or are there going to be opportunities for him to grab spring?
Well, he's in there, so he's not waiting. He's out there playing, and he's getting his opportunities and making his plays. And, he's like everybody else. The important thing is to come out here every day and get better. You want to leave the building the better version of your former self, so to speak, and he's doing a very good job of that.
Mark's first chance to see Teddy, continued encouragement with him as he kind of moving along as everybody expects him to?
Yeah, I think Teddy's doing what he can to get himself healthy. It all sort of runs parallel. The meeting room time, the weight room time, for him it's the rehab time, and then, what little bit he can do out here on the field, the field time, and he's approaching that aggressively, and we're hoping to get him back as soon as possible.
We read too much into everything he does out here, or we do see him out here.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't think too much about it.
But knowing Sam as well as you do, third stint with him. Now he said he loves the fact that you are where you are, solid. He is OTAs. We can get mini camps going. What is the difference when you know him as his personality to have this luxury as he sees it in this offseason?
Well, I don't know if it's a luxury. We certainly know how to communicate well. We have an outstanding group of coaches on offense that communicate with the players well. And we make subtle little changes as we go along because he's got a really good eye for this game. And if there's something a quarterback sees that he likes, he's going to probably execute it well. But it's a constant communication. We call each other at night. We see each other in the morning walking around the building. And then even, we made a formation change on a play today that we did on the fly. And it's a credit to our players. They handled it and ended up being successful.
In a crazy way, it was what he went through last year. Did that make him a better quarterback, do you think?
I think when you go through stressful situations, you learn things. And I think, you'd have to ask him, but he probably learned some things about himself. Mm-hmm. I certainly learned a lot about him. He's a very competitive, tough guy, was thrown in a tough situation. And, I think at the end of the year, we all felt like there was a lot of things we all could have done better. And I think that's his mindset going into this season.
What does Teddy need to do to get to the point where he could actually be involved in practice or something?
That's a question for the trainers. We just know as he's out here limited, and there's just certain things he can do. And like I said, some of what you're seeing is just related to his rehab.
Well, yeah, he's
obviously extremely quick. We can play him in a lot of different places. He showed up today in the red zone a little bit, but I think when a player is healthy, I mentioned this last year, but at the time I was coaching the tight ends, and Kyle Rudolph had an outstanding spring and summer because he was healthy and he was able to kind of lay the foundation for the fall. And so that's what you're hoping for. Guys get out here and get their reps. There's a chemistry that needs to be built, and when the receivers can work a great deal with the quarterback, certainly that helps.
What are your expectations for Latavius when he gets back?
To go out and play good, efficient football. I think he's another one. He's right there mentally. He's extremely sharp. He's got great questions. He's right there with us mentally. He just can't do it yet physically. So we just need to see him get in there and do it. And do all the things you need to see a running back do. Run the ball, pass protect, and then certainly catch it when we throw it to him.
Do you you see him and Dalvin kind of complementing each other with their skill sets?
Well, they're different sizes of running back. You know, they're different sizes, but, you know, I think they both do, you know, a lot of the same things well.
Disappointed in your Bulldog?
No, not really. I didn't really have high expectations. She's probably a better wrestler than a runner. But it kind of freaked her out when Paul said go, you know, and I kind of shoved her just a little bit. Then she looked up, and then it was over.
It was done.
So.
Thank you.
Sorry to jump in late, Coach, but I know you touched upon Dalvin last week, but is he maybe kind of not missed a beat from rookie camp to veterans?
Well, he's getting better.
Yeah.
You know, you see him do things better each practice, and I think, you know, that's what you're looking for this time of year. You know, we're into the second week of OTAs. We got one more week, one more day this week, one more week of OTAs, and then mini camp. And you just want to see steady improvement on the things we're going to ask them to do in the fall.